good morning. Gonzo's me. That's Don Stuck. You're never going to believe we just walked in here. our guest in studio, world-famous house guest, Cato Kaelin's here.
I can't believe you made it. Right on.
Right on, you're here.
Right on time, too. Hey, man, I'm digging the hair. This should not be radio. It should be TV.
See?
I've got the perfect television here, Cato. I'm sorry. Don't give Gonzo all this fire and gasoline to throw on. He's good for some things, but not for television in Indianapolis.
I see, Don. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's funny, Cato, that you mentioned that, because a few weeks ago, I was getting, quite frankly, a lot of crap for having Cato hair.
Mm-hmm. Cato hair?
His hair doesn't look like that a few weeks ago. It looked like yours. Like probably your older style.
Right. I got a little shorter number. It's good. I like the long look.
Yeah.
Gonzo, there, I'm turned down a little bit.
Well, Craig.
Is that your leg under the table?
No, it's Don. it's always Don.
It's all gay radio, 24/7. Yeah. Gay radio. Next song is by Barry. Anyways.
If you want ratings, you got to go gay. Anymore.
It seems to be how it's going.
That's right.
It's gay radio. It adds 10 inches. That's gay radio.
Yeah.
Plug this in.
Cato, what the hell are... Well, it's funny, we were talking hair, because I'm looking at the stuff that you've been up to and what you're involved in lately, and is it true there's a hair dryer named after you?
It's coming up right now. I Con Air people. It's,
that's incredible.
I was in New York, and I was actually doing the Today Show name drop, Katie Kirk.
Okay, anyways, here we go.
Then it came from the early show, name drop. So I'm at this... I am at in New York, and I meet this the owner of Con Air. I didn't know. His name is Lee Rizzuto.
Okay.
And, boy, it sounds like he should be a New York Yankee, but he took me to the Yankee game.
Right.
We start talking. They had the opening for Fabio 2000. That's the hairdryer for Fabio.
Yeah.
And they...
Fabio, Gonzo.
There you go.
You need to install
all gay radio. Anyways, that's not butter. That is butter. That was Schwarzenegger.
I've got a broken nose. And a new hairdryer.
Here comes a bird.
So the Fabio hairdryer, you have to drop in a new 220 line to run it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been a day and it's still wet.
Anyways, I can't believe it's not butter.
I met the owner. They said that come up with this. I wrote an article a few years ago for details where I said I should have my own blow dryer, and they didn't read it. So mine was going to say, you know, cool dude, warm dude, hot dude,
right?
When you're your hair,
yeah.
So they love the idea. They are doing marketing, and they send me about 20 blow dryers now. And I used to for charity sign blow dryers, you know, keep styling, dude. And now it's catching on. So we're in the marketing phase now, and they gave me. These are not just regular blow dryers, by the way. These are like $110 a blow dryer.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're called the Babyliss brand, which I laugh too, but the Babyliss brand is the, it's like the Rolls Royce of blow dryers. I'm really serious. Isn't that great? So I'm doing a few charities, and I sign these charities, and people bid on them, and
that's awesome,
they get a pretty good price. And it's, you know,
it's, awesome.
It's always a good thing for charity. And I brought charity with me. Honey, come in.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Oh, is she hot?
We're straightening the show out finally.
You got to leave, charity. It's gay radio.
So now I think most people want to know what is it, Cato, that you do?
You know what?
Because last time we talked to you, didn't we talk to you? You working with Norm McDonald? You were working with Norm?
I did the show. I did the Norm show a few times when he was on ABC. Then he did the Fox show. It didn't last that long.
Fox show was great.
I came into National Lampoon, and I'm sure you guys know Van Wilder and Animal House and the Vacation series.
Right.
And I also, right here, the major shareholder is Tim Durham, and he's with me right now. And
he brought a rich guy.
Rich guy right here.
Right on. Good for you.
Yes. We brought his Hummer, and the Rolls is parked in the Hummer.
Okay, good.
Anyways, we just drive around in the car. So,
if you're a rich guy and you got a nice couch, Cato is there.
That's right.
Right on, man.
So I came into National Lampoon in Westwood in California.
Right.
And I pitched a show to them. And I met Dan Lakin, who's the CEO, and he said, we can't do the show. It was a bigger budget than they would normally do.
Right.
But we love this whole concept, and we love your energy. Mm-hmm. They hired me as a comedy development. So they gave me money to start producing shows. And sure enough, I did a show called Dumb Sports, which we just finished editing. Mm-hmm. We'll take that to all the networks. Very, very funny.
It's called Dumb Sports. Is it a sports show?
I cover sports that are like midget basketball.
Oh, see,
and I do
now,
it very tongue in cheek, very much like Fred Willard would do in Best in Show.
Right.
If you saw that.
Yeah.
So I'm the Fred Willard part, and I did the ostrich racing in Indio. 15,000 people. 15,000 people show up, and we profile the city of Indio during the date festival.
Nice.
Which is, it's a fruit, the date festival.
Right. No, sure.
It's gay radio. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
So we did that, and it's very funny. We cover thumb wrestling, mud flopping in Macon, Georgia.
Yeah. Nice.
really these dumb sports, and the people take them so serious. We have that. We also have one called Tripping with Cato. It's a very psychedelic version where National Lampoon flew me to Prague and gave me $1,000 crown, which I thought for the week was a lot of money.
That's a lot.
No, it's $40 for the week.
Oh, it's about a cab ride. And
so, it is. No, actually, in the first day I was there, I met a really nice girl. I blew it on a $40 dinner. So I had to survive.
Well done.
6 days. But it worked out. Wow. Funny, we're cutting that one up right now, too. So.
Man, you got everything going on.
Really, really funny stuff, and Lampoon has been fantastic, and we're doing a film with Bon Jovi right now. And that is in North Carolina with Maddie Simmons, who did the Vacation series, and also Animal House.
Really?
So we're shooting that in North Carolina with Estella Warren.
Really?
As the female lead. Wow. So things are
so wait, now what's
going on?
Now wait, I got to know, because I think some of Bon Jovi's best acting work is when he got his head blown off in that submarine movie.
That boat show.
I didn't see it, but it was what, K-19?
Something like that.
Something
some
that.
Submarine.
Bingo!
Movie.
Right. Yeah. No, it was B4.
Oh, that's it. Does he get his head blown off?
Not in this one, as far as I know.
Yeah, sorry,
it's a comedy where he gets these credit cards and in the mail. He keeps getting more and more, and he finances a female hockey team. Look, it's funny already.
Okay,
Gonzo.
Okay,
I like this.
All
right.
Kato's got a hairdryer deal going. He's not going to blow Bon Jovi's head off.
Ooh, that hairdryer.
That's some good hair.
Stick around more with us, Kato
love
Kalin.
These guys.
Big Dumb Show, everybody. Our guest in studio, it's Kato Kalin. So Kato, who at one point, just so you know, he's been a DJ.
What? Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I do remember
that
for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I actually have a pretty hot agent now,
really?
Too, for radio, who represents Ryan Seacrest and
Andy
Bonaducci. And it's got Kato Kalin.
Oh, great.
I'm sure you know each other. I'm sure you guys all know him. It's the radio. It's that
guy.
It's the world of radio.
I know that guy.
You know that guy.
Yeah, that's why I'm working here. He's not my agent.
We should talk.
Yeah,
I was hoping you would say that you had the good sense to get out of radio, but okay.
I love radio. Radio is the best.
So we're talking about this. What's this other
thing? Gonzo, get me a coffee. I'm kidding.
chop, hey, chop, Gonzo. Chop.
Me, Kato, husboy.
What's this other internet thing we're just looking at here now? What's going on with this thing?
I recommend this. It's the funniest. It's the most creative people in Los Angeles right now. It's called channel101.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a show with Drew Carey, directed it and stars in it, and I'm with him. With Drew also, this one called Laser Fart with Jack Black. It is the funniest stuff you're going to see. You can go online to channel101.com and just download it and watch it, and I play... And Call Me Cobra, I'm Detective Jordache.
So these are these are short films then, basically.
Short film, five minutes. What happens is a place in L.A. called Sin Space. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the hip place where everybody does their viewings, from Robert Zemeckis to whoever.
Right.
So we have an audience that comes in. You watch the screening. There's 15 films.
Right.
And it's a big party. The audience then has brochures they fill out, and they pick the best.
Okay.
If yours makes it, you go to series.
Okay.
And FX just bought the whole thing.
So then, there's a potential for one of these short films going on to be on cable then?
FX bought the whole channel101.com.
Wow.
So,
cool.
I had no idea about this until I start watching, and I did one. It is... laugh out loud, tear in your eye, funny. This one actually, it's called kicking testicles.
Yeah.
Kicking the testicles. Yeah. It's the funniest one. It's this guy with this big red wig who comes, someone's getting his morning newspaper. He comes, you hear these footsteps coming, he kicks him in the testicles, and the guy's just going, "You mother, what are you doing?" He goes, "Hey, you just been kicked in the testicles." And they cut to the real people audience clapping, and goes,
"Yay!
Oh, I love this show." And he goes on, and you see him throughout the whole thing going, father's playing catch with his kid.
Right.
He kicks the kid. Dad goes, "What are you doing?" He kicks the dad. He goes, "Hey, you're kicked in the testicles." We love this show.
It's a great show. You know what? There are some things that are universally funny. Slipping and falling being one.
Yep. Stepping on a rake.
Stepping on a rake, being hit in the head is probably, or being hit in the testicles, certainly one of the big three.
Funny stuff.
And all right, so now which one? The one called Laser Fart.
No, I'm not in Laser Fart.
Okay,
Jack Black's in Laser Fart.
Okay.
I'm in Call Me Cobra,
okay,
number two.
All right.
Call Me Cobra, number
two. There's two episodes.
All right. Yeah, so we made it to series, which is a great thing. And my gosh. Also, I'm doing this... a campaign for the new Trivial Pursuit. There's a time capsule version, and the whole campaign comes out in September. Funny stuff. I can't mention who's in the commercial, but we come out of a time capsule, and it's pretty brilliant.
Really
funny stuff. It was a commercial in L.A. Called Jack in the Box. They're very funny spots. It's done by the same people.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's very, very funny. Funny. There's no laser fart in it. There should be.
There should be
a laser fart in it. It's a guy who eats a bad burrito from an old microwave.
Oh, God.
Next thing you know, he's blowing up the garbage can at work.
I can see what could probably go wrong there.
We've had some microwave troubles lately.
I think we've all had a laser fart or two.
Well, I think so. Now, and here's the other thing you were mentioning, too, because Kato is a nonstop promotion machine.
It seems that way. When do you sleep?
You rest?
I haven't on this trip. I'll be here for the Indy 500, too.
Oh, are you staying for the 500?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
leaving. I'm coming back. But.
Because I can't imagine anybody would just come to Indianapolis for any other reason, you know?
Buddy McAtee and Tony George invited me, so I said, what the heck?
What the hell?
Let's do it.
But now you're going to be on, you're going to do I Love the 90s?
I Love the 90s on VH1.
Really?
Cool. We already shot that for June.
Okay.
And it's funny stuff. I love that show. I love
that. That's cool.
You
that
are
stuff.
The 90s, you know?
You are the 90s, man.
So now, do they give you, now when you do that, you go in and you shoot that show, do they kind of set you up? Do you have an idea what's coming? Do they?
The night before, they fax you over 350 questions.
Jesus.
350 questions to go from 90 to 99.
Really?
Wow.
Winner. Yeah. And they give you about, you know, whatever makes about 390 questions, and
sure.
You can look at it the night before, and I looked at everything, and I try to write a joke for every line.
Right.
Because the more you do, the more you'll be seen.
Right, exactly.
So
yeah.
It went really well.
Yeah.
Really, you know, as I said,
when you're doing it,
big spot.
Do you have any idea who else you're going to be up against and who you're kind of jostling for position with?
I was there
this?
When I shot mine. I was there with Willie Garson, who was the guy on Sex and the City. He played the gay... Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Also, he's
no HBO here.
He's
sorry.
The winner of the celebrity poker tournament he won
okay.
last year.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Willie, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And also, gosh, what's the female singer? Not Jessica Simpson, but someone like that. Someone like Jessica Simpson.
Ritter?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, it's something that starts with a Jessica.
Okay, well, good for her.
It's someone that sounds like her, too. That's blonde. Hey, wait a minute, that was me.
Hey!
Nice I'm
job.
Sorry, I get confused sometimes.
That's all right.
It's that female side coming out.
Sure.
Hold me tight. Let's play a slow song.
All right, so Kato's in town for the 500. If you have a nice couch available, he'll build the...
No, please. Let me crash in the lobby of any fine hotel.
It'll be fine, okay. That's great. Kato Kaelin, everybody. On the
Love you guys. Love
Kato, good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in. Is there a Kato Kaelin website or something that we should mention?
Just check out National Lampoon. I'm there everywhere.
Okay, all right.
Please.
Sounds cool, man.
I should get one, huh?
You might want to look into
talk.
That.
Kato was already going before the whole trial of the century happened.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. First, an actor anyway.
I did the NBC show, they said that, you know what, you really are the first reality star.
Yeah.
I never said that.
You were my mid-90s, you know? I was watching Kato on TV. And who in the history of the United States is more famous than Kato that came out of a murder trial other than the murderer?
Fatty Arbuckle.
Well, okay.
Okay.
It's you and Fatty.
Fatty, I mean, try to room at his place.
You the man. You the man. So you might remember some attorneys. You know,
sure.
Johnny Cochran and that Jenny DeVoe hair chick that did the Menendez brothers.
Right.
I don't remember her, but that's a good one.
You don't remember her name.
Yeah. It was Eric, Lyle, and Pauly Shore.
Right. No, Pauly Shore.
I thought, everybody thought I was one of the brothers. No, it wasn't me.
It's not Kato.
Actually, Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
He just did a new film. It's hysterical. It's called Death to Pauly, and I'm in it. Uh-huh. And it's a Fox Searchlight. And boy, a promoting machine. Sean Penn's in it.
You never stop,
Goldberg,
man.
Everybody's in it. It's pretty damn funny.
Dude, you got to stay moving, man.
Good, yeah. funny stuff.
You know,
the FCC's got this new thing where you have to, there's nothing you can say now on radio.
Yeah,
it's kind
know.
Of, you know. So I rented yesterday Heckraiser 3.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that in Village of the Darned.
I was going to recommend that one. It's
so funny.
It's a great picture.
You'll be hearing these jokes soon on another radio show shortly. So please, but keep your dial here.
Tell them we said hi. Yeah. Here's something called Laser Fart. You'll love it.
Yeah, tell them about that. They will love that.
Kato Kaelin, everybody, on the Big Dumb Show. Thanks, Kato.